Okay, we're going to divide the share in two parts today. Before we begin, if you didn't sign up for Simchas Torah, please sign up with Josh Lotnick. And they'll be in contact with you, right? Josh Weinberg, Lotnick, so you'll know what time to come to Yeshiva on Hoshan Rabbah afternoon. To get the bus to go to West Orange, and then there'll be a bus Masai Yontif to pick you up to go back. Hopefully, you get on the right bus. Old story we had one year. Wrong bus. Okay, so I'd like to say like this. The Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, Chag ha'sukkos tasa lecha shivas yomim ba'os lecha migornecha migvecha. As you celebrate Sukkot 7 days, during the time that the produce is being put into the silo. So the Gemara in Sukkot says an interesting comment on page 2 on Testament Hour. The Amar of Sheshis Mishum Rabbi Akiva Minayim La'ate Sukkot Sha'asurim called Shiva. How do we know that the Sukkah is Osir, meaning that you can't use the Sukkah for anything else but the mitzvah of Sukkah? Whereas in the middle of Sukkot, you decide you want to take a bamboo stick and use it for something else, that's forbidden. Talmud Lomar Chag HaSukkos Tatsa Shivas Yomim Roshem. Tanya Rabbi Yehudah B'Seir Omer Shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al HaGiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah. They're just like a korban is kadosh. In other words, they say the word chag means Lashon Chagiga, korban Chagiga. So it means that your sukkah is like a korban Chagiga. Your sukkah is like a korban, so just like a korban is holy, and you can't use a korban for something else. Once you sanctify the korban, and so therefore you can't use the korban for something else, so too the sukkah is holy, sanctified, and can't be used for anything else but the mitzvah of sukkah. That's the word drasha. Chag HaSukkah Shiva Stomim Hashem Shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al HaGiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah. There's an interesting machlokus between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam writes on page 3, Perek Vav Halacha Tez Vav, Atzei Sukkah Atzum Kol Shmonis Mechag Bein Atzei Dfamas Bein Atzei Tchach Ein Mei Osim Mehem L'Dover Acher. In other words, the din of Chal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah is both on the Tchach and on the Dfamas. Meaning, if in the middle of Chag you decide, say you have a wooden sukkah and you want to use you need some wood for something, so you want to take it away. In other words, say your sukkah is very big, so even if you want to take some of the sukkah away, use it for something else. So the Rambam Shita is you can't. But the chiddush of the Rambam is that doesn't only apply to the schach; it also applies to the defanos. That you can't take away from the schach or from the walls to use for another purpose in the middle of Sukkot. Whereas the Rosh on page 4 disagrees, and he says, "Haida siyot se sukha in the dafka krach, aval atse adifanosh mishra shari." So he says it's not correct. He says that what's oster? Only the krach. But the dafanos, in other words, even though you need both for the sukkah, but the ikar part of the sukkah that we say has kedusha is the schach. That's the defanus. The whole mind of Darshida is Michag HaSukkos and the Dafka B'schach and the Ramon got the Psoas Gordon Yankos. The Loki HaRambam Shekhos of Asay Sukkah Asurim Kol Shmulis Mechag Bein Asay Defanus Bein Asay Schach. The Loki HaRambam. So how do we pass him? So how do we pass him? So if you look at Shulchan Aruch on page 5, Shulchan Aruch writes, Atei Sukha Sukha Shmoriz Yimechag Bein Atei Tvanis Bein Atei Tzchak. But the Shulchan Aruch pass is a fairish like the Rambam. So. But the Taz makes the famous comment on page 6. Sifkan Gimel. He says, "Kashuli hamakshin and sukkah lachag in Israel, chalshir shemaim, kineid makan b'sukkah gam kein azmanim milsa, etc. Kimo b'kor v'chagiga." So he says, "Near the dining is a divide in the form of shakol adin if she used him chagiga in b'sukkah. Bim kein neim yishma b'sukkah dushas gof. So how did he get Kav v'sush no sach shiva shirim. Tav ze yeshovim v'im zayinam yishet kudush sukkah v'sak v'chag v'otito b'menu l'anos chashim dover. Levatim will introduce Shalom. He said, "Dafke Shavim Lo Davar Acher." And I think he says it elsewhere as well. In other words, the issur is only if you detract from the sukkah. Say you want to, in the middle of sukkahs, you want to lean on the door or something like that, use the sukkah for some other purpose, but you're not taking it away. That is not under this prohibition. Right, put a coat hanger on the wall, okay, something like that. Maybe, you know, that would, it's only if you're mevato let me mitzvaso, that you take part of the schach away, you take part of the sfaros away, and that is problematic. Maybe. We have to think about it. Oh. So, but it's interesting that the, the Gemara says in Sukkah, on Daf Chesem B'Beis, Tanabana Gandvach, Sukkah Goyim Noshim Behema Kusim. Sukkah's ganvach is kosher. So what is the sukkah's ganvach? So simple pshat, it means if say a goy made a sukkah. That means he made a hut and he happened to do it halachically kosher. He made a hut for his own pleasure in his backyard. And he used kosher bamboo and everything like that. So as long as he did it for shame purposes, lefail, even though obviously he didn't do it for the mitzvah, it's a kosher sukkah. There's a question whether lechatchila you should rely on that. Maybe lechatchila you shouldn't. Lechatchila a Jew should have to put on the staff. But there's what to say about a sukkah's ganvach. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says it's kosher. Because a sukkah doesn't necessarily need to be made l'shem mitzvah, it needs to be made l'shem tzel, l'shem shame, not necessarily l'shem mitzvah, l'shem tzel. So the Rashbis writes the Chiddush on page 9, and he says like this. Well, casually, had the kaimel and the sukkah gone with someone's rock which share a lama pile like a dusha called Zion, team nation, nifta zesham, rachel sham, pamachas, or yoshu sham, tochel of a dusha called Shiva, he no not to shake dusha sukkah, perhaps your sukkah is gone, but rachel sukkah the almahi. But he says like this. So the Rashi says an interesting kiddush. He says that a sukkah gavach is kosher, but it doesn't have the mila that it has kedusha. Whereas the fact that a sukkah has kedusha, that's not a must. You could have a sukkah that's kosher that doesn't have kedusha. So when a goy puts it up, it's a kosher sukkah, but it might not have shem shemayim on the sukkah. Sukkah gan was the word just says kosher, yosin mitzvah, but the idea that chal shem shemayim on a sukkah seems as the Rashi wouldn't necessarily apply. Okay, but the point I want to make now is the following. And I thought of this idea a couple of years ago, and I think it's a very fundamental idea. The following: what is this idea that we compare the sukkah to a korban? Like, we don't compare tefillin to a korban. We don't compare other mitzvahs to a korban. Why do we compare? So the Torah compare, but why? What's the depth of this idea that a sukkah is compared to a korban? So that's the theme I'd like to develop, and you'll see the idea what it's all about. Okay? So listen carefully. There are three levels, Rabbi Osai, in forgiveness. Okay? Three levels. First, so we're going to go from bottom to top. The first is what Rabbeinu Bachaya writes on page 20 in Parshas Vayichi. And this is very relevant to Yom Kippur. And it's very relevant to everyone's life. You all know this story with Yosef and the brothers. You all know the story of Yosef and the brothers. So what happened? In the end of the day, you read the Chumash. So they got back together. And basically what does Yosef say? Don't worry. You know, in the end, it was good that I was here in Mitzrayim because I was able to support the people and I was able to give them bread. So it was good. Don't worry. That's what he's saying. Don't worry. But did he ever say he was mocha them? Says Rabbeinu Bachaya, he was never mocha them. He's never mocha them. Look what he says. Vayev Yosef the dumber may let it cry. Take what she's given of the bacha, the god of Adam, and Nichma Rachamav. They have big shum in men of Mechila. They ask Mechila from him. The Lord be a hakosh of Shemacha lehem. And it never says in the Torah that he forgave them. It just says he said, don't worry, but that doesn't mean Mocha. He wasn't Mocha. Rabbi Yehuda Chazal, Shekol mi shechotel lechaveh, rosu tshuva, einem nimcha lolom, that if you do something bad to your friend, you're not going to be forgiven until you merat as chaveru. Hafal pi sheiskei kosov v'inochem osam v'daber al ribam shenir v'zeh shayel ha'm ritzoi me'yosef v'mokam lo ra'inu sheyaskei has kosov mechila b'yosef v'lo sheyodol ha'm sheyisa pishon v'chatosom. It never says in the Chumash that he was mokam. Him came Mesu ba'onshon below Mechilas Yosef. He says that they died without ever getting Mechila from their brother. And you know what the Meshach Paratherapy, you know what the Meshach Chachmah says? That on Yom Kippur, what do we say in the Shemona Esrei? Before we end the bracha, Ki atolat solchon li Yisrael u'mochalon the Shifte Yeshua. And you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mocha Lusaleh. But before the Chatzima, you say Achyatah Solcha Yisrael, the Mocha Lusaleh Shifte Yeshua. That is the Meshachach. We know what that means because there are two. There's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and Ben Adam L'Mokom. In the gather of Ben Adam L'Mokom, the worst Aveira in Chumash was the Cheira Ego. And in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, in Chumash, the worst Aveira was Ego. So every year we still ask Mechila for those Averas. Sochal Yisrael, that's the Salachti Kidmarech of the Cheira Ego. U'Mokomon, the Shifte Yeshurun is the Shvatim. So we're still asking forgiveness for those two grievous tests. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that even though the brothers basically asked Mechila, and Yosef sort of was saying nice things to them, don't worry, it was good, God may turn it out for the best, Nevermore. So he says they died without mechila. The Yefshar was kaper avonim rak mechilaso. So you know what he says? Al kein hutzach ha'onus l'yosuk homus v'chosum v'pocket hachazman b'inyin asara haruge malchus. That the asara haruge malchus that we read about on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, the ten rabbanim were killed, right? We read about after the avoda was an atonement to the ten brothers selling their brother Yosef. Okay, so that's the lowest level. The lowest level is the Ezbechila, and the guy says, you know, don't worry. So that's the lowest level, because he wasn't even mocking you. And that's the story of Yosef and the brothers. The second level is when the person is mocking. He's mocking. So why is it, but there's going to be a higher level than that. What's lacking? Just having mechila. Mechila is good. Here there wasn't even mechila. Oh. So there's the yisod that's brought down both in the Mabit and the Beis Elokim and in the Shari Tshuva. And that is the following yisod. He said, sometimes a person says the Mabit, and we'll see it inside in a second, can ask Mechila from you, and you muckle him. But you know what? You don't want to have anything to do with him anymore. Whereas I muckle, but you know what? I don't want to have a relationship with you anymore. So that's what he writes. Take a look in the Shari Tshuva first. On page 13. Here's the Shari Tshuva. Od Yisfal Bal Tshuva El Hashem Limchos Ka'av Pishav V'Che'anon Chatosov V'She'yachpots Bo V'Yratzeyu V'Yetel O'Kasheim Bo Chato. Because when a person sins, look at the fourth line. Ki yitachin, fourth line. Ki yitachin liyos ha'avo nitzlach. It's possible to have forgiveness, the nifda min ha'yisurin, and you won't have any punishment. Mikogzeh ve'ein l'shem chetetz bo. U'mincha lo yartzim yodo. So it's possible to sin against God, and you'll ask mechila and he'll forgive you, but he really doesn't want to have a relationship with you anymore. And he's not interested in your gifts and your presence and your anything. He won't punish you if he had did in the past. So, about Shuvah, has to ask for the higher level. The higher level is called Ritzui. That it's not enough that we want that I'm forgiven for the past, but I want that the relationship that we had in the past be restored to its original place. And that's called Ritzui. And that's what the Shari Tshuva says, that when the Baal Tshuva does Tshuva, he should daven not only for forgiveness, but Sheyachpos Bo B'Yaseh, that we should restore the relationship to the way it was previously. So says the Mabit in the Beis Elokim, that's Pshat in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, page 14. Hashem, Hashem, right? We say in the Yud Gimel Midos. Today was the special pismo that we said in Slichas today. That's why we changed it around. That we said the Slichas today was the one that was supposed to be for tomorrow. But the Yud Gimel Midos Rachmi, we always want to be on a Monday or Thursday, Sheni v'Chamishi, because that's the Yimei Ratzon. So we always have that Monday or Thursday before Yom Kippur, that we say the Pizmon of Hashem Hashem Kal Racham Chanun. So that's why, even though the order we were going in the Slichas, it should have been tomorrow, but we skipped to tomorrow, then tomorrow we'll say, today's we'll say tomorrow. So what's Hashem Hashem? Ani Hashem Kodim Sheyachta Ha'adam Ani Hu La'achar Sheyachta Ha'adam V'yasek Shuvah. So explains the Mabit, what does that mean? So says the Mabit in the Sefer Beis Elokim, the first page 12, first arrow. Oda shel afarash, ani hu kodim sheyachta ha'adam, v'ani hu la'achar sheyachta v'yashuv. In other words, if you really do a full tshuva, then it's not just slicha, it's ritzui. So Hashem Hashem means I'll have that same relationship that I had with you before you sinned. Ani Hashem lach hasheyachta. And he explains that pshat in the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota on page 15, Membez Zaman Aleph, says Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Arba Kitos Ein Mekabalos Pnei Hashchina, that there are four groups of people that the Shechina won't come near them. One is Kat Leitzim, they're machers. Kat Chanifim means they try to butter up people, evil people. Kat Shkarim, Shakranim, liars. The Kat Misaprim Lashon Hara. So the Mabit says that these things, Einam Kabel Pleya Shechina, what it means is that for them, it's very hard for them to get Ritzui. That's what he writes here on page 12, the third arrow. You came down Kisa She'enim Kamu Neschina Nira Afimu Achar HaTshuva. Even after Tshuva, Hashem still doesn't want to have much to do with them. Now, it could be if they really do a Tshuva, Gemur, even these people. But these things, Hashem doesn't really want a relationship with them, even though they do Tshuva. And I assume that if they would mamish do tshuva shleima, then not. So it could be that if they didn't do a tshuva shleima, so ain't a rov penei shechina, that they're not going to get ritzui so easily. It's much harder for them to get ritzui. So Rabotai, so what does this have all to do? So now, I'm going to tie it in. So to answer our original question. What was our original question? We started off the shiur saying that Chal Shem Shemayim are Asukah. That just like the Chagiga, a Korban, has Kedusha, so too the Sukkah has Kedusha. We had the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rosh, whether that meant only the Skach or even the Defanos, right? We saw the Taz, what it meant. So the Gra, there's a famous Gra, you should see it inside page 16. It's the Gra on Shir HaShirim. Discusses the famous question, why should Sukkot be on the 15th of Tishrei? I mean, nothing happened on the 15th of Tishrei of significance. The 15th of Nisan, we went out of Mitzrayim, so we have Pesach, the 15th of Nisan. But nothing happened on Tishrei. So why in the world are we what? Are we celebrating Sukkot on that day? I mean, Sukkot were the whole year round. So he says, "V'zei yiturah, v'zei hikshu lahem, nachu osim Sukkot b'tishrei, kevin shehu neged hekef anonei akovod, hayaroi lasos b'nisan." First of all, it should be b'nisan, because when did we get out of Mitzrayim? In Nisan. And then when did the anonei akovod start protecting us? Right soon as we went into the Midbar. So we should have Pesach, and the next week we should have Sukkot. If anything. So if you want to say we should do it when the Anonia Kovod began, they began in Nisan. If you're not doing it when they began, then any other time in the year is just arbitrary. There's a famous tour that we don't do it in Nisan because then it won't be noticeable we're doing the Lashay Mitzvah. Because it's so nice, a lot of people just sit outside in Nisan because it's nice, so it won't be noticeable we're doing it l'shem mitzvah. But l'maisa, that doesn't explain so why this specific date. Nothing happened on this specific date. So the Gra says you're wrong. Something happened on this specific date. What happened? So he said, "Kibin havalnira v'visha." She also was an egel. When Klal Yisrael did the egel, nistalku ha'anonim. Right, Klal Yisrael had the anonim covered surrounding them. But when they sinned in the chet ha'egel, no more anonim covered. And I think some say that's shot vayar aron ki faruahu. It says Klal Yisrael faruahu. Faruahu means they were revealed. They weren't covered up by the Anoni HaKov. I think that's one of the sources I think that people bring for this idea that the Anoni HaKov is with the story from that passage. Ki faruahu. Vayar ki faruahu, that we saw that they were. So when they sinned the Cheda Egel, they what? The Anoni HaKov went away. And they didn't come back until Klal Yisrael started building the Mishkan. What does that mean? Well, Moshe Yored B'Yom Kippur. See, what happened? When did Hashem say He's forgiving for the Cheta Egim? That was on Yom Kippur. Salachti Kidvarecha. U'B'mochos Yom Kippur. Next day, Vayikra Moshe. So Moshe goes down. Fitziva Melechas HaMishkan. Fitzeya Birao Fitzishri. Uksiv Ha'am Heviu Old Nidova Baboker Beis Yomim Reyugimel Tishri Vidal Tishri Beis Yomim Reyugimel. In other words, so it took 2 days in other words, at Yud Aleph he told them about we're going to build a Mishkan. So it took 2 days for them to bring the gifts of the Mishkan. So in Yud Beis and Yud Gimel they brought the gifts. U'v'yidal v'tishrei notu kol chacham levi Moshe tazav. And on the 14th the craftsmen came to Moshe and they got all the gifts together. the raw materials that they're going to make the Mishkan from. And over Tesvav, that's when they started building the Mishkan. And that's when what? The Anonim returned. That's when the Anonim returned, on the 15th of Tishrei. So what's being said over here? So let me tell you what's being said over here. See, they were forgiven on Yom Kippur. On Yud Tishrei, they were forgiven. But who says they were going to get the Madrega of Ritzoy to restore the relationship the way it was before? Maybe they'll be forgiven, and then Hashem says, but I don't want anything to do with you anymore. What gave them that the restoration of the relationship? It wasn't until when? Until Sukkot. Because Sukkot was when the Anonim returned. So what is that? The return of the Anonim, what does that show? Siddur HaGrah. Take a look at the Siddur HaGrah. What page? On page 21. Page 21 is the Siddur HaGrah. So one of the Perushim here, the Siach Yitzchak, he explains, what does it mean? Ahatal b'chartanu we call our amim. Ahavta osanu v'ratis abonu. So he says in Siach Yitzchak, it could be it's from the Gemara himself. He says it could be a Talmud or something. That Ahatal b'chartanu is Pesach. That's what he took us out of Mitzrayim. We became the chosen nation. Ahavta osanu, that's Shavuos. He gave us the Torah. That shows that he loved us. He wants to share with us his wisdom. And what's Ratzis Abanu? Ratzis Abanu is Sukkot. Because Sukkot is the Zman of Ratzon, the Zman that what? That the relationship is restored. It's not just forgiveness. It's Ritzoy. So that, Rabotai, is the three levels. We saw the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's the lowest level. When you ask Mechila, and the guy says, don't worry. So maybe that has some meaning, but in the end, you're not even forgiven. Reuven Feinstein mentioned this Rabbeinu Bechaya when he was here the other week. Then, but then, you have the other level. Mechila, but not Ritzoy. That's like, by the Gimel Dal Kitos, Sheinim Roam Panei Hashchina, that they'll get Mechila maybe, but Ritzoy is not going to be so easy for them to get. And then the highest level is Hashem Hashem. Ani Hashem Kodesh Sheyechta, Ani Hashem La'ach Sheyechta. That the relationship is restored. That's what? That's Sukkot. Because that's the Anon Yaakov that came back. See, it could have been enough just to have a Salachti Kivarecha. And then he had comes from that. Oh, now's the punchline. Ready? Look at page 22. Just a pasuk and chumash. Punchline is a pasuk and chumash. What does it say by a korban? The somach yodo rosh ha'ola v'nirtzalo l'chaper alav. When you bring a korban, it's not just mechila. It's what? Reason. The korban had the koyach. That the when someone sins, that the relationship between them and God is not just forgiven, but they're the same spot. By a korban it says, the son of Yodo al Rosh Ha'ola, the Nirtzalo al Chaper Ola. That's what it says by korban. So now we understand the end of the discussion. Why is Sukkot compared to a korban? So now it develops this idea, that would all make sense. Because Sukkot is the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that we restore our relationship. Not just if you gave us quote the pasuk in Shir HaShirim that the Avi HaMelech Hadorah, that the king is inviting me into his house. That's what Sukkot is. The so someone wants to have a room, whatever. It's like you see people, you meet a lot of people, right? But and you're cordial to them, but that doesn't mean you want to have a relationship with them. When you invite someone to your house, with somebody you know from yeshiva, from whatever, from your work, well, you're in the same place, so you get to know them. But the fact that you want to spend time with them, that's what's good. And the Randi Hamela Hadar, the king is inviting me to his house. He wants to spend time with me. And that shows he wants to have that relationship. The Randi Hamela Hadar. That's what Sukkot is, and that's why it's important. It's important, it's not, it's just a little, a top arrow. So that's why Shem Shachal, Shem Shamayim, or Hagiga, Shachal, Shem Shamayim, Hava Sukkah. And that's what Sukkot is all about. And that's Hadi Hashem, Hashem Hashem. It's the Hashem Acha Sheyechta, the Sukkot. It's the Hashem Acha Sheyechta, when now everything is restored to the way it was before. And that's what Sukkot is all about. And that's, you know, it's not easy. You know, sometimes if a person has an issue with somebody, so sometimes the guy doesn't even ask for chilul. That's probably the lowest level. We didn't even talk about that, where the guy doesn't even ask for chilul. But Yosef, the brothers did ask for chilul. Right? But Yosef, you know, was like a pyre of God. He was just, some sort, but he didn't like say, you know, the Muslim, you know, just don't worry, whatever. That's number two. Number three is the highest level. It's the reason that the Sukkot is, and that's what Sukkot is compared to a person. And that's, I think, the yisod of Sukkot, is that a person could restore whatever relationship that he had, or whatever, not necessarily a relationship between two people, a relationship between him and you and God. Or a relationship between you and yourself. You know, sometimes people have a falling out with themselves. They don't feel happy with themselves. And they need to restore that relationship. And that's whatever doesn't just happen to bed. Now it says the busiest time of the year is the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's what some of Parsha write. You know, the famous Chazal. I think I'll put it in the Chumash packet today. Lekachta lachem Yom Harishon. Create Chazal, right? So Parsha Pshami and Yom Harishon means the first day of Sukkot. Because they can measure Shem Tekasha. Yom Harishon, Sukkot is on the 15th of the month. So what is the Medrash, famous parents of the Medrash? Rishon lecheshbon avodah. Because in Yom Kippur, we're forgiven for our sins. So Sukkot is when the new slate begins. You know, the new slate of sins begin on Sukkot. So Kasha everyone asked, burn the 4 days between. So some of us should say, but those 4 days you're so busy building the Sukkot and getting me, I don't have time for sin. Those 4 days. Right. There's a lot to say. Someone wrote a safer. There's a safer on the 4 days between Yom Kippur and the safer everything. So why shouldn't be a safer about between the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Very hushed day. Okay, everyone, so that's the dish alone. Okay. We'll take a break for 2 minutes and we'll start the Hazinu Sukkot packet.